You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Before you all start this weekend, I'm having this one. I think Burnley, Tom, are a massive price at 5-1. Different proposition at Turf Moor than they are away from Turf Moor this season. They've beaten Liverpool and Watford comprehensively. Only a late Lauren Koscielny winner denied them against Arsenal as well. And I know Everton have played well this season. I'm upbeat on Everton as a whole, but I think Burnley are a massive price here at fives.
But Dave, Everton, no wins in the last four.
Yep.
And the only teams they've beaten this season are West Brom, Sunderland, Middlesbrough and Stoke. Now, I think Everton are a decent side, but I'm not having, you know, I said this last week, I'm still not having that they're playing brilliantly. And I know they got the point at Man City, but, you know, there was a point at Palace before that. They only had their goalkeeper to thank in, you know, some awful penalties from Man City's point of view. Otherwise, they would have lost that game. They're decent enough, but, you know, that's the hardest test they've had away at Man City. And look, they got a point, so I've got to give them credit for that. But I'm with you there. I think Burnley at home, that's basically what they've been. They've been all right at home and poor on the road. Now that's relegation form. You know they are going to be in a fight right up until the very end of the season. If not, their fate could be sealed sort of by March, because there's not enough in the team. But they're going to make life very difficult for Everton here. I still think Everton have the goal threat, and I think when you've got Lukaku in there, I just think he's such a threat, and especially in these kind of games. I think the big strikers against a Burnley defence that, yeah, is resolute, but ultimately when they step it up and they're playing against top level strikers, that's where they struggle. I know they lost late on against Swansea and Arsenal. They were a bit unfortunate, so people might look at this and think if they can do what they did against Arsenal, you know, they can press home for a draw and they'd probably take that. I'm not sure about the result, I'll be honest, but I am going to back Romelu Lukaku at even money anytime. If a player in his kind of form, he's got 9 in 7, if he's in that kind of form and he's around the even money mark or bigger, I'm taking it all day long. I think Lukaku will get on the score sheet, either with a set piece and a header or simply a ball over the top. But either way, he's a threat in both areas.
He scored in this fixture the last time Burnley were in the Premier League, and he's already, of course, grabbed a hat-trick on the road this season at Sunderland at the Stadium of Light. Derek, talk me out of this. I really like this price on Burnley this weekend at 5-1. I think it's too big.
It's massive. What on earth are Everton doing at 13-20? That's nearly 1-2, that. What on earth are Everton... I mean, would Arsenal be that... I mean, Arsenal played at Burnley a few weeks ago. I'm sure they were not weren't any shorter than that. I can't understand how they're 13-20. They're a tidy side, Everton. They're doing okay. I mean, funnily enough, if Martinez had been manager in this fixture, I'd fancy them the chances more, because he'd probably attack Burnley and win convincingly. Under Koeman, I'm not so sure. Yeah, you're right. It's where you stand as a punter this fixture, isn't it, Dave? You know, you look at this fixture and you think, well, yeah, Everton, they're only playing Burnley, they should win. You know, they're doing okay. It's a kind of fixture Everton, well within Everton's compass. But then you see the prices and you think, well, yeah. If you're a punter of any kind of note, you've got to be guided ultimately by odds, and it's guiding you straightforward to Burnley 5-1. It's just too big. And you know that fixture against Watford? It was on a Monday night game on the telly, wasn't it? Watford and Everton, maybe a little unkind to Everton to put them in that kind of bracket. Maybe they're a little bit better than that. But Burnley battered Watford, absolutely battered them. And let's not forget to beat Liverpool as well. Yeah. 5-1 is crazy. It's just too big. I've talked myself into it, not just you.
No, I'm with you. Burnley 5-1 looks a good bet this weekend, in my opinion.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.